Shalom, Roes HaPesach.
Straight up, and
This is your touch be lying flat in your approach. We have it straight up. Is this straight up? I was wondering, is it straight up? It's a bit of an angle, but you should lean a little bit. We saw yesterday some possibly has even a little angle. Did not could not do it. Just wonder the last line we wrote. Fine. This is just left over from yesterday. Now we start today's shiur. Today's shiur will discuss the height of the mezuzah. I mentioned this already yesterday. I came equipped with my thanks to Elliot. I have the measure. These things don't lie. Okay, let's see exactly what's going on. Let's see the Gemara first before we start measuring things. Lamed Gimel Rabosai Omen Aleph Bebad. What's the Bad? Omer Shmuel Mitzvasa Lanicha Bechila Shlisha Elio. The Zutta should be at the beginning of the top third. Before you go any further, look to your left. Or to your right, my left. What do you think? That was in the right place? That Tchila Shlisha Elio. Who votes and thinks? That's the Tchila Shlisha, that's the beginning of the top third. Who thinks so? Raise your hand. Who thinks it's too low? Who thinks it's too high? Right, we have good arms. Okay, we'll go. The one in the back is, I think, the same. Change it. See, so. Rabbu Nama, Magbiya, Manakaka, Tefa, Uma, Manakora, Tefa. Professor Kula, Koshin, Luz. Ah, Kodra, Kuna, it's hard to miss. Not much. They say, we have a price. Magbiya, Manakaka, Tefa, Uma, Manakora, Tefa. Professor Kula, Koshin, Luz, the Rabbu. Oh. It's exactly the same as whom? Good to you. Word for word. Home? Mm-hmm. Word for word. He's home. He's home free. The Yossi Yoma? Awesome. That's the Shmuel's way of paying the bread. What's the Yossi going to say? Oh, he's going to say, oh. Let's wait. What's he going to say? A whole different zog. Ukshata Muksata. Mak Shira Begova. Apsiva Begova. What in the world does that mean? So Rashi says. Read the Rashi's. The Tchila Shlish Elyo. Yibdo Belamata Shne Shlish Apesa. She connects to the Shalyan, he tells us, doesn't it? Like, she has to fill the Gova. Right, she has Harosh. The word Harosh should not be in bold. I'm in bold about it, my Gemara, right? The word Harosh, I found Shas. What do you have in the old Gemara? It's also before the dot. The dot indicates, what's it, yeah? It's also wrong. Huh?
Yeah.
Before the dot or after the dot?
Before the dot.
Yeah, we're not speaking years to my knowledge. I think it's again, that right away to old Gemara. Okay. To the Armina of the High Pirka. Mokam Shatino Groves. Oh, our first taste of Trillin. So this will be the next topic. We'll get a little bit to it. See you later. There's another chat. Base yes. We'll come back to it. Right. Mach Shir Begova. Ksira Begova. Now what does Begova mean? What is Begova? I mean, if you ask me, the top of your head is here. It's, you put it still up here, you're in trouble. Where do you put it? Down a little bit, right? Down from the top of the edge. Okay, so you have two. Has to be down from the top. Okay, fine. Talk to him, let me go up. Fish, now they're out moving over the Kabuna, word for word. Now the Shmuel, now the command, now the Kabuna, now the Kabiosi. Rashi. Ah, the scene is this is going by Pesa. Umash was some of the Tikmas of Pesa, can you get up? Below the Shmuel. What's going on? Here's the question, what is the Gemara's final answer? This is such a tricky line on both sides. It means very slow. Yolam Grabiosa. This one line left, as a matter of fact, it's either one or two lines. The Machlokes is different for yourselves. We'll see soon. Let's first read what we have in front of us, okay? What does it say? Umay Tchilas Shlisha Elyon Dekomar Leharchiko. We'll talk about the Girsa Leharchoko. Next line says, "Shelo larchika min hakora shomal leyosim mishlish." Says Tosis, "Sheyoso larchikena min hatikra." What Tosis repeated the Gemara? What did Rashi say? Rashi has to be number one. What did Rashi say? Lomar, yosim mishlish larchikena min hatikra is all the kavios. What's he repeating the Gemara? What's going on over here? What's Rashi does in both this teaching? This repeating the Gemara. The answer to this question lies where? That's right. Side it says, what's the correct girsa? Teva shalo larchika min yosim ishlish nimcha. They don't belong, those words. So those words don't belong. That's what Rashi was at the end. Somebody took, you know what happens to the Shas, so someone took Rashi and they put it into the Gemara. Well, don't you ever do that. As we keep talking about this, make the comment writer have to write the Oz God. Not even one word. That's Rashi said should be in bold, or should be before that. That's even talking every word. Every word makes a difference. As we shall see going forward. Fine. So now Rabbi said the best place to see a summation of the various sheetahs is to look at the Rosh and the Divrei Chamudas. Okay? The Rosh is Siman Yud, Divrei Chamudas is the Kot Kot Dal. A summation of the fundamental dispute over here. Very fundamental. Take a look together. Omra Zeir, Omra Master, Mashmul, Mitzlav, Nicha, Mishkilis, Fishayim. Pirish, Shalom Yarkit, Min Amashko, Yosef, Mishlish, Gomor, Shopes. Al Yoko, the Sita, the Gomor, Shopes, and Adamashko. The Rosh is a liberal. He says, you can put it anywhere you want. And what it says, it's a mitzvah to put in the tefillah. It doesn't mean dafka at the lowest part of the top third, which is where I would have read it. Tefillah shishah. No, it means don't put it any lower than the two thirds point up on the door. But if you want, you can put it all the way till the lintel. All the way. What do you mean all the way? Even past the checkup line. That's a simple read of this. Rush. So the Divrei Chamudas, what is happening? It's a long Divrei Chamudas, we read together slow. Avi Divrei Rambam Nire, the Lechatchila, Mitzvah, Anicha, Mitzvah, Shlish Elyo, Chakosa, the Kot Ram Rebbeinu. The Hei Chalkov, the Sam Mezuzo, the Toch Chalal Shel Pesach, Mitzvah, Shlish Elyo, Shel Gov HaShar, the Kova, the Mala Mizeh, Sheir, the Dieben. I believe it's Peg, Rabbi Lachmi Yudbeis. Because of Arturus in the Resh Petas Mishmo. Because of Beis Yosef, the member of the Rabbi Zeira, Ochi Mashma, the Mitzvah Anicha, Mitzvah Tchila, Mitzvah Shlish Elayom, Benafko. For Rabbi Yossi, I read Hecha to be the Emet, Kavo'o, Lamala Mizek Sheir, Kol Shid Begol. Ulti Zed, Ki Armino, at the end, Umay Tchila Shlish Elayom, the Kavo Lahar, Lehe Rochek, 3 years ago. The This is his understanding. The Chatchila should be Chila Shlish Ayom. We thought the Kuba, and now we're seeing the Mitzvah. But according to the Rosh, not even the Mitzvah. Anywhere you want, the top third makes no difference to the tippity top. Look at the tippity top stuff. Chutz of Arama, Shitzorah, Shirah, Mekanim, and Amash of Tefa. Chutz of Beis Yosef, to the Mash of Lezal, Vlo Pligi, Rav Yosef, Rav Yehuda, Ela Velomata Mishlish Shalyo, Ava Lomalo, the Divya Kol, to the Vigim and Akkar Tefa. Of Yimash, the number of Yosef, Makshir, Begova, Tziva, Begova. The chay the kshira davi gova as roa. Ooh, nupsha. Not gova harosh, gova as roa. Obviously, he didn't have the word rosh in his Talmud Babli. Around these any original text, not in ours. He has roa. Eino v'sofa gova, ela v'ruchak v'sofa v'tzas. I'm not sure what that means exactly. We'll get to that later. We're going to tell us thriller. Where's it coming from? The top, from the bottom? It's in between, right? You don't put yourself in between. Whatever, maybe. Hachanami, Siva de Alfina Minah, in the Zuzis. Rahabi Begova, and a Besofa Gova, El Ruchakas Mimeno Ma'ad, and a Teva. Can you do that, Rabba? I will read for Rosh Sosbuk, because of Divi Rabbi Zera, of a Shmuel Bavad, period. When you have Lava, יש לחוש לדירבי הרמב״ם עד כאן לשון הבייס יוסף עד כאן לשון הבייס יוסף this is a fighting battle over here wow amazing battle right according to the rush you have the chatchila from the one third point to the top no difference whatsoever it's all the same thing what's the top of the Gemara said chila shesha we thought of it in the Davka and the Gemara concludes at the end no Begova. Anyway, Begova. Once you're in the top third, it's always called Begova to the tippity top. She gets a rush. The Rambam says, no. Top gets Chilash Lish, as we thought from the beginning. And in addition, it's only one, it's a temp up down, because that's definitely used to that. Okay? That's double machlok between the rush and the Rambam. Just the push of shot with what they said and where they got it. Comes the Shulchan Aruch, and here I'd like everyone who has a possibility. Of looking at the Shulchan Aruch, should look now. Either means look at your own, go on the neighbor, maybe it's the one on the left of the shelf. But this is the first time I'm actually going to read a little bit extensively from one of the Mefarshim I asked you to see, which is the Mekudas HaKesed. The Mekudas HaKesed, generally speaking, is a critique of the Tats. The Pasuk of Shir HaShirim says, Torah is all about the Mekudas HaKesed. Once in a very long while, the Mekudas HaKesed speaks directly on the Shulchan Aruch without the nothing to do with the Taz. Here's one of those examples. So usually the Rambam says it is major work to build the Shah. It's going to say comic. For whatever reason, he put it over here in the Kudas HaKesed. Let's read together. Those who have. We're going to read slowly. For those who don't have, can just figure it out. The Mechaber says Eiz of the Kom Kriyos of the Tochalal Shal Pesach B'tefach HaSomach L'chutz that we know is yesterday Shem B'tchila Shlisha Elyon Gova HaShar B'mkom al Amal B'zek Sheer V'shir B'kena Me'amal Shal Tefach It's a Rambam straight through that Rabbi Yosef Kamas we know a Rambam loyalist Fine Kam to the Kudas HaKes That's a Rambam Fine ועל פי זה נמשכו קצת עד שמייסה בדרנו this is the we call today the age of Chumras so the Shach's time is the 17th century all these Yeshiva Shachera the Kirlos and they made Chumras עד שמייסה בדרנו שמניחים לתחילה של שאיר what's wrong with that? Follow Shavanar we take somebody up to Ahmer to put it down so what's going on here? Okay I will call all of the Oven that Nicham and Gova and Pesach and Dasa Rosh to all Oilum. It's Oilum. Oilum, good Jews. Good Jews. You know, it's salt of the earth. And it's an Oilum. And if the Shach is in a certain way, we're not saying the Pharisee, but dig to the Anshei Vais. If you always know, we're not good enough for you. We have the Anshei Vais. We always like the Anshei Vais. But we're going to dig. Okay? When he has died, the Shayafe Mosim, Klal Yisrael can't be wrong. He should came near a Hika Bashas from Manox. But also not Shayam Meisel of Ilu Shapir, Rak Bashal Manox. What's wrong with that? It's a good book to look at. The Ilu Habi, Ilu Shapir, but Gemara lo Hayo Osim Ke. Wow. Bechen Mashra, Behende Bismag, this is the source. We know that's true. We know it's not a gersa, as I pointed out before. Other guys seen in the mighty Chila Shashayim that come as Shmuel Achoka. Period. Sulamini. Shuv Matzasi Lehedja Kena Girsa B'Gemara Klaf Shenipta Lefne Kama Meo Shana. He was an expert in hand manuscripts of Shach, so I remember the else. Umafari Sharama. Look at this now. Very interesting. Mefarsh Rashi lo kipirish Rashi v'tosas. Quote Rashi v'tosas, what does it mean? You know what? All we meant before, it's Gilash Nishim, all we meant was just don't go further down than that. Has to be Begova. There's nothing wrong with being even higher up. That's how Rashi goes to learn. That's the Rosh of the Bali HaTosis. How did Rabbi learn? Hello, the Arfaka, Koloma. Rabbi Yossi, Moda, the Rabbi Yudha, the Tzara of the Achika, Minakorah, Tepach. He agrees to that point, which the Rosh denied. Now look at this one. Ubishim Chashash Arfaka, to make sure that the mezuzah is more than one Tepach beneath the lintel, Komashwal, the mitzvah sal haniach betchila shlish shu harchok usyav lezash yanicha lamal lateva. Wow, quite a syav. Amen. One, two, three, I bet the syav is with more than the ikar. But how many tzvachim is it between the top of the mezuzah and the lintel? What do you say? Stand up and measure. Come on, you're in charge. Measure with your fists. How many fists between the that's it. Okay. One, two, three, or four. You need a taller guy. Okay. So there's at least three fists, and this mezuzah is too high, according to the Rambam. Right? The Rambam would want it to be lower than that. That's quite a siyah. So Rav the Shach in a brilliant interpretation. We'll see some of the problem. Okay, let's go through it. Vahash osi nami shabir. Vahashishu v'esyoiz v'abach. V'nole lo rapa v'zoro v'achika l'mala tefach. We know that. The whole harkin is only a siyam of that harkok the temple. So by definition, harkok the temple must exist. Ozzy Shabir, Hashim Shabir Sosim, Minoah El Rambam, the Tzorok, the Kiyot Mal Temple, Ozzy Nami Shabir, Flokos of Aram. And then, Rabbi Sai here, I need everyone's attention. I'm going to repeat this line twice. I'm going to ask for your, raise your hand. This can be plain English, what I just said. Say it twice. Osi nami shabir lo kosa v'rambam lehedyo. Div kvo lemata mizeh psulo. The imizo div afarosh kifirish rashi v'tosis. The shmuel osi lafuki lemata. That's all vore of shmuel. It's the knock out of its lower. That's the whole vore, right? That's the whole vore of rashi v'tosis. The whole vore. It should be going and not lower than that. If Kedikar did the Shmuel of Kosa Varaba, Beferish, Elevamash Shmos, Elevadai, Kidaparishis, came nearly broad as a Ramah, Bloka Beserz of Abashan of Ladadla. Fine. We have one more line. One more time. What's Shapir? Lokosa Varaba, Lehedio, all of Matab is Epsulo. If he's in the first crash of Atosis, the Shmuel of Safut and the Matab, if can eager dina the shmuel lokot of the rabba beferish el b'mashmos. Now I'm asking the following question. According to the Kudus HaKesef, according to the Rambam, if I place the mezuzah more than one third beneath the goat, 40% down, I put it. Yotza or lo yotza?
Yotza.
Who votes Yotzer? Raise your hand. Who votes Lo Yotzer? Mordechai's always a contrarian. I like that. I thought of a portion of Yotzer. I thought, how else do you read this? How do you read the Kudus HaKesef? I find all the way to read it. Patience. I'm glad you feel like me. We'll see soon. A great man, a very great man, thinks that we're off the wall. Walk the post, walk something, we're just wrong, which you'll see momentarily. So this is the Nakuna Saketa's way that he explains all this. Very beautiful, very beautiful. I'll ask you, Shaila, according to the Rambam, if I put it in one tefa above the ground, is it also good? Bottom tefa, no, not tefa, but the top tefa. But if I put one tefa above the ground, would it also be good? Everyone, all the big knackers who voted before. Who thinks one time up off the ground and one the ground is good? Well, you're convenient. You're a man of principle. The principle's a principle. He never said fakert. It's true. He never said fakert. Let's analyze a little bit what this means. Is it true? Is it not true? It's interesting. I want this just a compromise. Maybe that far down might not be good. Who am I to make compromise on? Henry Clay? Spirit? Great compromise?
I mean, at the end of the day, the Gemara says ask me for Gova.
End of the day, the Gova has to be something. So I guess you can argue with me some more than Tevah above. That doesn't sound right.
That's what you're said.
Very good. So guess what? In the Sefer Mezuzah, if nobody has it, they don't print it in the back of an office. Why not? You would think that maybe someone printed behind that would really belong. Of course, as I told you, if I'm not mistaken, if you want to find me, I look at the back of the Sefer Mezuzah. That's all the Sefer Tanis are found. Okay, so that's not the back of the hand. Well, hopefully this is the half a page. Well, this half a page of Mosai, it's not much a half a page. Someone should open the Gemara. Someone got a Gemara about the Zohar and open it up. The back, look at the receptive palate. I think it takes a half a page. That is that, not more than half a page. On that half a page, tell me if I'm right or wrong, please. On that half a page, the Gewaldige Sefer, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, which spans over 100 pages. So on what I consider, what I remember to be less than half a page, is over 100 pages. Okay? 100 pages deep, Mr. Brown. 100 pages. Not 100 pages. You have a line on top, you know it is. At the rip in your bones, but even more. That's how you make sure people buy a sale. The Sefer Mezuzah, who's not going to buy it? You open up, you see, the Sefer Mezuzah is only, there's not much one line at most on top. Okay, you found it, that letters are in the back?
Not in this version.
Really? Oh, you saw it. Half a page to open. Thanks for referring my memory. In the Sefer Mezuzah, Perek Beis, Halacha Ches. I read it. HaMezuzah Nitna Min HaChetzi Ulamala Divr HaMeir Rav Yehuda Omer Min Tevach Ulamata Min Tevach Ulamala. See if he has a new pshat? Not Shlish, Chetzi. So one could argue, according to the Rambam, since he wanted to go by some meaning, as long as it's more than halfway up, it's good enough. You don't have to also have a push around. Does he say that? The words of the Rambam, does he say that? The Shulchan doesn't say it. He quotes the Rambam. You have the Rambam, the Mishpat Amor in there? It's a Perek. What did I say it was?
The Shulchan.
What is it?
Shulchan.
Shgova. Gova. So Gova could mean halfway up. Halfway up. No, I'm sorry.
That's the word Gova in the Rambam here means the height as opposed to depth with three others.
You say the word Gova.
It's in the Rambam, that's what it means.
Doesn't mean, I have over here, Betchilas Shlish Elio Gova Hashar.
Which means the height.
You can't bring any right from that when you say. Okay. Right. Okay. So this is what it says the Farish in the Sefer Mezuzah. The Beis Yosef, according to Rabbeinu Manoah, has to be more than 3 tefachim off the ground. 3 tefachim off the ground. You know where 3 tefachim comes from. Come on. Everybody said, what's that called? Lavud. If it's close, if it's not on the ground. We have Lavud in all areas of Shas. I'm not going to it right now. Lavud was a famous rule. The Beis Yosef in Reish Peites quotes the Rabbeinu Manoah, and then he adds the following interesting line. Very fascinating line. Harei Manoah Chazam Dirlishim Kvar Lamata Mishnashayim Kshayim. Then he adds, yesterday. The Torah says nothing's miyakid except the tzadimim. In Shina Veila Makomos, all that he said before, ain't a mad, as long as it's on the right. Of all what did he say before? Achori Hadelas was one. Shlish Elyon is another. What else did he say? Pesach Bachutz, Tevach Bachutz is another. So he has over here on both sides 3 things, and he says the word in Shina Be'elon Kamos in a Makbi. It must mean all 3. So says the Beis Yosef of the Torah. It's not Makbi. Okay, very nice. It's not Makbi. So what does it mean? Either halfway down as a blind kiddush based on the seven mezuzah. At least it would go by satisfied somehow. Or you said, more than a tefach above might be kosher, perhaps. Fine. bottom teva. Remember, the top teva is good. What do you say about the bottom teva? No, bottom teva. How can it be? Remember, the Torah is a loyalist to his father. The Torah would not have said these things, that everything is kosher for the Eved, if he didn't read his father's words that way. It's almost dead. It goes against, against his father. Let's read the words of the Rosh together ourselves and see if we can come to the same conclusion. Can we or can't we? What did the Rosh say over here? Just read it before we read it again. Pirish. Shloyach men amaskot yosef yishlish govo. Remember, mitzvah la'anizom yishlish govo. Mitzvah is not bad. Shloyach men amaskot yosef yishlish govo shal Pesach. Which means what? That's the mitzvah. And if you were machik, it's not a mitzvah, the chatkila. And the Torah understood. That's the chatzchila mash. Yom. That's gold. But beneath that is not the chatzchila. But with the yemen, till the ground is good. Mamash. It can mamash the back and touch the floor. That's what I thought. I said, how can I say such a gutsy thing on my own? I was looking and looking and looking to find someone to agree with. I found the Baruch Hashem. All guru will be all up, yes, 800 pages, so somewhere, you find things that you like, that you agree with you. So you want to look it up, and found it, and he agrees with it. Perek Yudbeis, Sif Cotton Test. The way this tape is written, the main tape is called Ogur Balecha. Divided into Barakim and Sifim and Sif Cottons. That goes only until page Top Kuf Lam Heh. Only. That's how long the order which he made on his own. Divided into 42 chapters. He borrowed the bump. 42 chapters. Okay. But then he goes to the second part, which he calls the Kuntris, called Zimmer Yaakov Shalom, which he has a Sugis, Kibushi Sugis, and the Yuma, which we're not up to. And I'm an office. That's what I was long page, tough race, moving the sound, and get that phone up before. This is the first part. What did I say before? Perek Yudbeis. Sif Cotton Test. Read it to you. Perek Yudbeis Sif Cotton Test. He writes, Shlush Eilev LeMitzvah. Okay? The whole Shlush LeChachila. The Matta B'Shlush is Eilev Mitzvah of Koshrak B'Nieve. B'Nirid L'Das Atur Am Kvo B'Tepa V'Tach N'N Yotzo. So the day of Yossi Chol Gamer Rabbi Yehuda. They look at oil and actually the company that they're buying. That's what I thought. I found it in print. Okay. I should get audio. It's a lot. But I found it in print. Fine. So now we come at both sides to the broad to what Chaim says. Chaim can ask the Shlita. He introduced something which we have here in Tosis. Turn to the Tosis, please. That's based on the Yerushalmi. So the toast is found initially on the bottom line of that Bible, that Gimel Amalek, literally the last line. Will be Shabbat Prek, Shane the Megillah, Mashab the Baby Drush, the Rabbi Fanina, Perla Bezuzah, Monachas, the next day, Toast of Shalom. Now the idea of Beis Medrash, we get to later on. Is he Munach, they have to say, Fosav Shel Adam. What do you mean, say, Fosav Shel Adam? What does that mean? Translate the words.
Shoulder.
Okay, let's take a look at another base. Top Tosis. Yerushalmi Mashra. They praise the Megillah. Kikishe HaPesa Gavoa Harvey. Manicha Kedeket Kisefa. Becholeg al Hashas Shalom. That means a simple level of needs. Look, depends how high the door is. If the door is not too high, so then there's no machlokes cloud in the Yerushalm. Because at one third height, that's where your shoulder is. You make the door too high, there'll be a conflict. The Bali will say, take a tape measure and look to the top third, which may be above shoulder height. And the Yerushalmi seems to say, no, you go with shoulder height. So what if you have a lot of God in the Yerushalmi? Everything's all gone. Fekir of Chaim Kanyevsky, Rebbeinu Shalala. How can the Yerushalmi go against these prices, against everything? What's going on? Chaim, no. The whole din is not ma'akev. Had it been ma'akev, you can't do such a thing. Impossible. In other words, Tosfos is saying it's a machlokes. The Torah of Emunah says no. There's no machlokes. The crow of the going is not smart to be out. Who said, who preceded the Chaim? The tzid. In the Hamed Shela, which we have here in the Shultas, don't move now behind those chairs, we'll get it later on. It's Shulta Kuf Mem Hei, it's the same as Marim, he's Parshias. I won't get him out a little bit now. We'll take it out for me later. Tomorrow I'll try to show it to you inside. It's the same as Shulta Kuf Mem Hei. Good. Now, however, the Rambam seems to say it's a Drasha Gemura, and therefore, guess what? He left out the Yerushalmi. You can't play around with this. Bavli beats Yerushalmi, and if the Bavli is a real din, then you can't afford to play to take a chance with the Yerushalmi. It must be in the top third, right? Potentially, presumably, the Kuba. And that's not what we said before. Before we read in the Kuba, against the way we read it, said, no! Rambam is the biggest Megill. Since it can even be kosher beneath, right, beneath the one third, no problem, because he never said the Farish Vaker. Look what he says. Now here's where it gets interesting. Where Reb Chaim, despite every single Talmud in this room, perhaps one exception, but it has to be said, says the Chaim, Shogel Moshe Kenegat Kol Yisrael. Shogel Reb Chaim more than Kenegat everybody in this room. You have to be very careful what he says, even though it's against everybody in the room with one possible exception. One possible exception. Oh. It's not slow. That's not slow. It's interesting. He has a problem with the Taz. The Taz of Kod Gimel, as you see, passes like the Yerushalmi. You go to Shulchan Aruch, follow the Rambam. More than the Kula said, can't say it's good. We follow Anche Meister Asar. We follow the Robert Poskin. And the whole series, I didn't play the whole list. And the Uraya, and he had the Smag, and he had the Rush. And he added a few more, I think, at the end. A whole bunch of Gedolim who passed him against the Rambam. Shulta Giborim. It says, Mishlish, Elyon, Lamala, Mitzvosa, Bechol Mokko, Shiyirtza. This is within the parish of the Shulta Giborim. Okay? Yavva Osim Kola Oilam. Shenog and Giroba Post is moved these upstart Anshe Meister. Trying to get the move to change up the Zubas or a move. It's fascinating. Who is the best? Anyway, back over here. Says the, I'm reading now with the same, it's called Parsha Sedura. That's his long pieces, all the long pieces. Look what he says. Avalamato Mishnish Elyon Shudaraisa Posel Af B'Neyevin Kedemucha Galosh and the Rambam. Huh? Where's that book, Lashon Rambam? I challenge you. You have Lashon Rambam. I challenge you. Show me Lashon Rambam. How's Bucha? The book of Lashon Rambam. What is Lashon Rambam? Anyway, Lashon Rambam is Lashon Rambam. No? Could be he understood the word Gova that way. Not the way I understood the word. Where is the book of Lashon Rambam? Where? Lashon Rambam, what did he say? Since Mucha for Lashon Rambam, that less than more than a third down is possible. Let's take a look. I'll read around the Lashon. He says, "B'tchila shlish elyon shul gova hashav, b'kvol l'mala mizek sheira." Oh, l'mala mizek sheira. Let's make a deal. Mechlali, olamata mizek. Sula. I assume that's what Reb Chaim means. Not 100% Mucha, but I assume that's what he is driving at. Right. The Shulchan Aruch over here says, "If Kabbal Amad is that shame, same as the Rambam, word for word." So presumably the Chaim would also say it's no good. Let's go slow. Udalo kemo shehevin bal nachal eshko. The das hashach kosher. Gam lemato. The here will the hachshas of it. Umashakosa vashachsha. The Rambam lo kosa behedu lifso lemato. I read it twice. Everybody voted against the Chaim, except for Mordechai, because he's the smoke of the small aspects. The Chaim to the Gondol Adon. And all of us fell in. I include myself. We all learned the other way. Wait, so the Chaim. Kamanasa. Divin Forish Kapirish Rashi. Nikkei Iger Chidish Shmuel. The Lamada Puzzle. That's exactly what Shmuel said. Has to be above the top third as opposed to the bottom two thirds. What's implicit in the Gemara is implicit in the Rambam. Rambam quotes every Gemara. What's explicit, he quotes explicit. What's implicit, it's implicit. Who pushes? He gets smart, gets wider and wider, I tell you. We all fell in. I read the Shach, I confess, like the Nachal Eshkol. Reb Chaim said no. Well, I hear Reb Chaim said no. I'm nervous to go get such a Ish Kodesh. So we'll leave it. We're also tzaddik. Okay, believe it that you're the chama to the Nachal Eshkol. Okay, and Reb Chaim, although we're all what? We're all okay. That's what he says. Posh, we're all okay. So that's the shot. Good. Very good. Very good. Now, the truth is that in the safe over here. He quotes Pshat along these lines in Perigut Bey's Sivkot Vov in the name of another Sefer on our show. Believe it. The Beis Alevi and Chumash. Back in the Chumash on the Zuz. Pretty sure it's somewhere on our show too. Getting that back a little this minute. But he quotes it over here in Perigut Bey's Sivkot Vov. Das a Rambam, Yimash, if you have a base of lady, the Sofa Sefer on the Torah, she called Indian, Chilas HaShlish Elyam, Kudel Arachik, Le Yisrach, and Bitevah Elyam. Okay? So therefore, Vada Shemach Maskein, Ein Li Yikonis Dachsha, She Yikva Lamata Meshlish. His main point is, don't be so with Samson, don't. He actually with Samson, give him a little bit above. Chilas HaShlish. Of the Divya Beis Alevi Tzarachir, look at this now. Amai Odif Larkiko Me'atev Abba Elio Uli Kodesh L'chashashi Kvo L'mat Mishlish. Rabbi Sai, it seems to me, in a typical form, if you're worried about the top Tevah, that's easy. Take your fist. And just measure a big fist, okay. Two fists, big deal. And you do below. I don't make a mistake. But if Kavah and the Shlish, it's so easy to make a mistake. You follow your eye, let's say you have a tape measure. You follow your eye, you're going to make a mistake. Adrama, if it points the fact that the Chaim is a poshut, and even 1 millimeter beneath the shlish line is no good, I would rather make a seal for that. Wouldn't you? You'd say yes, that's what you voted before. So if you vote, that's kosher for the Yemen, further down, either to the bottom temple, or at least the possible pshara that I suggested, till halfway, we understand. The top is the siyog for the midpoint, which is the reader in it. Also, he's not small anymore. But the chor, we have a good kash. This kash, it's God above, it's a very stark kash. If the whole thing is a siyog, yet you gave yourself no leeway. For character, you're adding them on to make a mistake. I want to put a betchila shlish with no siyog. The hakach of an aver. Make a siyog. Make a siyog on top. But it's so obvious where the door is. It's the tefach down. And no siyog for the shlish. That's a very big kasha. Which is the honor of Chaim and Rav Mordechai would deal with it. I'll give you an assignment until tomorrow. I'll come up with an answer. Well, all you are on the white water raft, and you'll think about this kasha, you'll come up with a good answer. Amen, Menucha. closely now later. It's not kind of a good answer to this question. That's a very good question. Is the answer tremendous cash? Tremendous cash. And he ends up with two words. It's Sarahin. That's a real good cash. So I think it's a very good cash. I don't know. So maybe he really means Shlish Aliyah is only for a mitzvah. Even though the client was pushing the chat away. Halacha l'maaseh. Bottom line, he says, don't be so mitzamtzem. Don't be so mitzamtzem. He thinks, Rabbi Mosai, as long as you're within a tefa of that magical point, it's kosher l'chatzchila. Because the Shia Tefa is everywhere in Mezuzah, right? We see Shia Tefa. We found it where? In Tefa, some of the Shia Tefa. Hemi Tefa. Tefa of Aliyah. Tefa is a magic word. So if the line of Shlish Aliyah is here, and my Mezuzah is less than a Tefa above that line, it's Mamash Lechatfil. Mamash Lechatfil. That's what he says. Do you think we made it over here or not? I hope it's. Who wants to be who's in Mezuzah? What if I said you're the one man against the whole world? You're gonna measure now two things. You're gonna measure how wide it is. You'll help now. Don't help now. Help from the floor to the lintel. How many inches that is? Now we're gonna see where the mezuzah is. Just went straight up. How many inches is it?
81
inches. And where's the mezuzah?
Probably
it is
at
64. The lintel 64. 81, 64, 81. 84. Should be 54. Oh, it's 10 inches above the player is supposed to be. Who has a tefa? Oh, well, a bosh has a tefa of 10 inches, but none of us. What's a tefa about? Between how many and how many?
3 and 4.
3 and 4. It's 10. Rabbi said, we are not Anshei Maisa. We are the oilo. We are the oilo here, Rabbi said. We're proud to be part of the oilo. Some of them were accused of certain parts of being someone that puts them back to them. No! Father Arlo, never had a chef meister. We have to try to prove it. What is this? Yeah. Now, Rabosai, what do you do with the meister? I think you want to be a little bit of an chef meister. So, why not? So, is there anything wrong with what we have? What did you say was 64 inches high? What did you say?
Yeah.
Now, 64 is the top or the bottom?
At the bottom.
Bottom. Five assistant, listen carefully to what we're going to come to now. Open to the Mordechai, please, and see how he phrases it. This is going to be a really serious one. I do not want to have to move that mezuzah request. Don't. Put that in my rabbi. Sif Shlita. How many years ago? And he hasn't been in camp for the last almost 20 years. I don't want to, he's a tzaddik. I don't want to move anything he did. So we're going to try our best to keep find a way how that should be a problem. We'll see you soon as we go. The morning. The Sukkah Koyari. It's the last piece of Namgil of it out. In Ahidi, Rishami, Shinichu, Rabbi Hanina, Kinek, Sekosa, Polaga, Tamura, Didan, Vidlo Mafli, Ben Goba, Lenomach. We have no distinction between it. A high lintel, a low lintel. Umiyu Nire. The Lamala Mitzvah from Loyani Tena, but then he has a phrase. Im HaPesach Gavoa Kokach, Vishaloyani Tena, Laolam, Vavokam, Shaino Nirislo, Vichain Masham Yaloshim, Kide Shayivka Mimitsu, Gamina Mesama, Menicha Patepa Hasamu Shifiram, Kide Shayivka Mimitsu Mesumia, we saw it yesterday, you have to see it. Is anybody who can't see the Mesus? I mean, you can't see it because it's thin, not because it's high. How high would it be that you can't see it? According to the Marsham. The Marsham said 20 amos. Where do you get that? From where do you get it from? First off in the Sukkah, Erevin, Hanukkah. You can see it till 20 amos. That means there's no problem unless the lintel is what? 30 amos off the floor. What's an hour, Rabbi Osai? Between one and what? 18 to 24. Okay? So, take even the small, 18, a foot and a half. So, what's 30 times that?
30.
45 feet. Did I just say that correctly?
25.
Did I get it right or got it wrong?
45.
So, whoever heard of a 45-foot high door with a lintel that's more than 45 feet high? What the mashah at both sides? Even in the palace of the Sufi communities, which I won't go into now, it's not 45 feet high at the front door. It's like, come on.
Okay.
No one passes like it's mashah.
Also, it wouldn't be difficult because the marker, for the same reason, that's why he says that it can't be more than a tefachin. But if you're going to go by the crack of the facility, then it's a tefachin you can also see.
Correct. So then the question becomes, assuming the Maharsham is not correct, so then what is it? What is it? What is the proper shear? What is the proper shear? Well, the Maharsham is, let's say the Maharsham is not correct. So what is the proper shear? Now I want to go further than that. What will happen just before we get to that? If part of the mezuzah is above the third, the one third, two thirds mark, and part is below, that'd be good or bad? What would you say? Assuming that beneath the third mark is no good. But no good, the ikuva, the pine, the sumat, the poshut, whatever, no good. What would you say if half the mezuzah is above the one third mark and half is below? What would you say if it's svara, nirah? What would you say? Point is to see it. See it is really a different issue. That's what the Mordecai is saying about the very high. What would you say? I'm asking Shah, what would you say?
You
have a tefach of leeway?
You
have a tefach of leeway going up? No. He said a tefach of leeway going up. It's going to be like a chatchila. But I'm asking if half of the is beneath the one third. Beneath the one third.
You only have a half of the mezuzah up there. You don't have full.
So you say it's no good, right?
Yeah.
That's what I would say. No good. And let's take it further than that. What's the makor for this din? You derive the mezuzah from what? From
tefillin.
What if half the tefillin is in the right place and half the wrong place? What do you say? No good. So it's the Mishnah Berurah. And it was tefillin. Look it up. In Simin Chav Zayin Sitkot Dal. Fascinatingly, he has the same thing written in every Shmir Saloshin. It's a little quote from the Agur Ba'alecha. The Stechemet, we may even also have it. Stechemet is made by Mezuzah, the Shittas is made by Tefillin. In my Tefillin, he says, it's enough to have part of the Tefillin in the right place. That's what it's all about. Fascinating. Back to our Mordechai. The Lashon of the Mordechai sounds to me like Re is besupik whether the Yerushalmi is fired the Baal or not. But here, if it's super high, then it sounds like it's truly no machlokes. Even the Baal would agree to the Yerushalmi. That's how I read the Mordechai. Let's read it again one more time. Besupik Re, my Yerushalmi, click the Tamil Dina. Me you near it. To the Baal would say, the Chedesh and the Pesach, the Baal, Koka. That means that this seems to be no machlokes. That's how I read this Mordechai. That's how I read it. As opposed to the Rambam, we never mentioned this Yerushalmi on a simple level called the Beis Yosef, not like the Nachal Eshkol. Once it's beneath one third, forget about it. You're not Yotze. I don't care how high it is. It could be 45 feet high. I got to put it 30 feet high plus. Woo! What's this? Do you ever see? That's Pashat Pat the Rambam. But the Mordechai seems to say, not that way. Now, therefore, Halacha L'Maaseh, what should we do? You know what we should do? We should put it in Tchila Shlish Elyon. Even if that is, again, Tchila Shlish Elyon, that's what it should be. As long as it is visible. Why? Manasha. If the Babli argues with Yerushalmi, you follow the Babli. When do we worry about the shoulders? When the Yerushalmi and the Babli agree. When they agree. So if they agree, it all depends. If it's low, then the Yerushalmi is the Babli. If it's high, with the Yerushalmi. Now he has the next question. How high can you see if you don't take 20 amos? How many amos? How high can you see? It's a very very shiloh. You don't know what 20. You can see up to 20 to look up, you crank it in. See if 20 amos looking for the schach, for the Hanukkah, for the korah. You know? What if you just look straight ahead? How high can you see? Give me a number. Pick a number out of a hat.
10.
10, okay. Okay, then he's playing a game. Pick a number from 1 to 20, right? This is a game. It's called. The kid when I was a game. Pick a number. So here's the Sefer. All the Bolach, you pick the number. No number. Pick this. Who wants to give a guess? It's a halachic status. Only one number under 20 is a halachic status. What's that? 4. Yishalom. Dalet Amos. Where in heaven's name did he get Dalet Amos? To apply over here. Dalet Amos is very nice, and it applies to other areas of Allah. Where does Dalet Amos apply over here? Of course, you have the Nezer. We have the Nezer here. Your Nezer should pay Dalet to Ches. He says 4 or 5. 5 is not a lie, that's his own shir. And he quotes in the Kudas of Keser. He says the minig was, but not on Shem Isaac. The minig was, to put up a dovah, which you understood to be the tippity top. How high is the average doorway? How high is the average doorway? It all depends how high the average person is, right? I remember, it has to do with the Kekel Ashirut. But I went once with my family to visit one of those Revolutionary War things they had somewhere in Jersey or in Westchester. I couldn't get into the door. Because the average person in those days was shorter than he is today. That's how they documented in on the internet. Find out how tall the average person was when George Washington slept here. I think it was so low that I couldn't. I'm not so tall, but I couldn't get in. Right? Couldn't get in. So he says the average height of a doorway is a little bit more than a tallish person. How's that? Approximately, he says, Dalet Amos. Let me see. Little is a little more than Dalet Amos. What is Dalet Amos? Well, it depends how much an Amos is. It's 2 feet, 8 feet. What is it, NBA? It's 6 feet. Then, guys in this room can't get through. So the answer probably is that Amos probably still. If you look carefully in Reb Chaim Dan and Chazal, neither said 18 or 24. That's just the extremes. Reb Chaim Dan said a little over 19, Reb Chaim is in the Chazal 23, some, whatever, so it's somewhere around there. And he quotes one more source. And with this, I will end. We want to eat, because we have a trip. The Sma, it's Simon Kuf Nun Dallas of Kodnyu Beis. He says, Stam Einev Le Odom. Rowan tov Dalet Amos from the floor, and therefore Dalet Amos Mechitza removes Hezek Re'iya. The context. The basket. Put the fence. Dalet Amos takes care of it. The average person. So if the mezuzah is Dalet Amos, then there's no problem. You can see it. Don't get scared. Okay? What did we say? 64? Was 64 divided by 4?
16.
So it's certainly below Dalet Amos. So we can rest easy. Maybe on Shem Ma'aseh we're not, perhaps. But we have a compromise to be within the Olam. The Olam has no way to put it higher up. I know what I said, but you can't see it, then it's no good. So we're suggesting now that at least what we have over here, 64 inches, is certainly included in what you can't see. And the question has become, how low could you go? No. How high could you go? How high could you go and still rest assured that you're still within what we call the line of sight? Right? So those details we'll discuss with Mr. Shem tomorrow. Now it's time for lunch, but those who are going on the trip have priority. You're on the trip, go down first, and on the trip, carry a little bit, I'll go on the Shia, 2 minutes later.